USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What was Hurricane Sally? Now losing strength, but still a huge rainmaker. Dumping rain over Alabama and other southeastern states. It has been downgraded to a tropical depression, but through Friday, some parts of Alabama and Georgia could see up to what will amount to a foot of rain from that storm. Former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley says President Trump has been uniquely able to achieve historic peace deals in the Middle East. She spoke after a peace deal was signed Tuesday between Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Israel.
Go back to the first foreign policy speech the president gave. It was to the Arab community, and he said, let us all work together in the name of peace. And he did something no other president has done. He focused on Iran.
And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for health care right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
U.S. Attorney General Bill Barr speaking out against coronavirus lockdowns at an event at Hillsdale College last evening, saying they're among the greatest intrusions of civil liberties in American history, saying in his opinion only slavery was a greater intrusion. Barr also launching into harsh critiques of the Justice Department slamming lower-level prosecutors for trying to set an agenda. The Big Ten reversing course, saying it will try to stage a college football season this fall starting in late October. Yahoo senior reporter Peter Thamel says it's a decision based on money.
TV per school payout for the Big Ten is about $52 million. So if you're paying millions to make tens of millions, it's clearly worth it, the Big Ten.
He spoke to NBC News. Last month, the conference said there'd be no fall sports, but now they plan to start the football season on October 23rd. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
To election 2020, where a postal workers group is backing Joe Biden now, the National Postal Mail Handlers Union announcing its support for the Democratic nominee yesterday. The union's president says they have seen multiple attacks against workers' rights and the service they provide by the administration. Paul Hadrosian claiming that members have, in his words, faced direct threats on their livelihood from the Trump administration. He explained they need a new leader to stand with them, and they say they believe that would be Joe Biden. A majority of young Americans, adult young Americans, don't know much about the Holocaust. A new survey finding nearly half of the respondents between ages 18 and 39 could not name a single concentration camp, and almost a quarter of them said they thought the Holocaust was a myth or a story or exaggerated. The survey conducted by the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany, it surveyed people in all 50 states. And a Los Angeles man says he's fearing for his life and his family's safety after he says he was falsely named as the suspect who shot two sheriff's deputies last weekend. Earlier this week, someone got a picture of Darnell Hicks' driver's license and posted it on social media accusing him of being the shooter. Hicks says he has no idea how his information was leaked, but he says he is now getting death threats. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.